Riviera Radio. Business.
Cool, 2 days in a row. Must be a new record. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good. You sound a bit down in the mouth. You know, you've been forced back to work.
Down in the mouth. Lovely to be back with you. Happy to guide you through the turmoil of the global economy and financial markets.
Yeah, well, you come back and the markets take a nosedive. You know, what have you got to say for yourself?
It's not really me. It's our old friend, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. You normally do your sound at this point.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Come on. What do you do? I can't remember.
Carry on now. You're doing a very good job on your own.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen added to investors' fears of rising inflation resulting in an early liftoff in policy by saying rates will have to rise at some point to stop the economy from overheating. It's somewhat of a careless comment, it has to be said. Janet Yellen, former chair of the Federal Reserve, should know, of course, that comments can move markets, and that certainly is the case. Because there's been a code amongst policymakers that the messaging is, yes, the economy is doing well, but the exit from this accommodative policy is still a long way off. And as soon as you open the door a little bit to that, it opens up a whole new avenue of questioning what is the time frame this, what is the parameters we should be looking at, and markets become a little bit nervous. To be fair to Janet Yellen, I think it was an unintended comment, and she did try to walk it back later in the day, but markets certainly reacting to that, along with some nervousness over the impressive rally that we've seen in technology shares and rising military tensions between China and Taiwan conspiring to push equity markets lower yesterday. So we saw weakness in the tech heavyweights, Apple, Tesla, Amazon, exacerbating the sell-off. So investors question the prospects of future gains with the robust earnings recovery very much priced in. What does that mean for markets? S&P 500 was down 0.7%. Real weakness today in technology. NASDAQ was down 1.9%. Earlier in the day, the Stock 600 in Europe closed down 1.4%. In saying that, we are looking at a stronger start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 39 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 95 points. CAC in Paris up 17 points.
I thought it was an absolute classic that she waited until May the 4th to speak out.
It's true, it's true.
Interest rates must rise, say I. May the 4th be with you.
I think you're the only one who pushes this line, it has to be said.
Well, you started it.
Come on.
But she's sort of kind of treading on Jerome Powell's toes a little bit, isn't she?
A little bit. You'd normally expect the Treasury Secretary to be talking more about policy, talking about economic policy, talking about fiscal policy, talking a little bit about the state of the economy and leaving the prospects for interest rates to the chairman of the Federal Reserve. You're absolutely right.
Take you back to sort of pre-virus era when we were talking about pharmaceutical giants and this quest for a vaccine. I said, how much are these pharmaceutical companies going to make? And Pfizer is doing very nicely, thank you very much.
Very nicely. Pfizer lifting its sales forecast for its COVID-19 vaccine to $26 billion for this year. That's a 70% jump from its previous projection, reflecting new contracts with governments around the world. The raised goal assumes, I think, 1.6 billion doses of the vaccine, which was co-developed with BioNTech. The vaccine expected to make up more than a third of Pfizer's full-year sales. Cost and growth profit are split 50-50 between Pfizer and BioNTech. The two drug makers have said they aim to produce 2.5 billion doses during the course of this year, of which 900 million doses have not been included in Pfizer's forecast. If it sells that number, vaccines, their sales could be 50% higher than the projected $26 billion. Pfizer, unlike rivals, I think AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, they said Pfizer that they would expect to profit from it. I think the others have decided to go for a non-profit approach.
Surely, do you own a Ferrari?
I've never even heard that song before. What is
you
that?
Haven't lived Chris Rea.
Okay, I don't know that. But Ferrari shares down 6.1% yesterday. Its biggest drop in more than 12 months after delaying a long-standing earnings target by a year. The Italian sports car manufacturer has been without a permanent CEO for 5 months. CEO unexpectedly resigned at the end of last year, yet to be replaced. Said its goal of earning 1.8 billion euros by 2022 will now be achieved a year later due to the pandemic. Ferrari shares have underperformed in the early part of this year. That's after leading returns in the Stock 600 Automobile and Parts Index for the past 3 years. Rivals such as Volkswagen Daimler, I suppose, is seen as being able to embrace the enthusiasm for electric vehicles more than Ferrari. Ferrari set to unveil its first electric vehicle model only in 2025. Saying that, first quarter earnings actually quite positive. Earnings rose to €376 million. They sold 2,771 cars in the first quarter. That was slightly up on a year ago.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound's been looking strong over the course of the past couple of trading sessions. Pound against dollar 139. Euro dollar coming in at 120. You can hit €1.15 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potts from Barclays.